Morales was a Doughboy 2 years ago. So they'll face off against right-handed Ryan Hench. Hench, I have to find the numbers on him. He is a 6'3" righty. He's from Hillsborough, North Carolina. He's a North Carolina Tar Heel. True freshman, so a red shirt guy. Not with the club for the regional today, which they did. I think they play late tonight. I think they start at 8. They walked off yesterday on West Virginia to get things started in that super. Pretty sure their first pitch is 8 o'clock tonight, and that it is. So over there in Chapel Hill. So we'll see what the Doughboys can do against him. Starter yesterday for Burlington only recorded a singular out. Doughboys were able to get to him early. Also, wasn't really able to throw strikes, so Doughboys were able to watch pitches. We'll see what happens today. Really nice day here in Burlington. Once again, a little warmer than yesterday, but still clear skies and really a good setting for a baseball game here on this Saturday evening. So, a couple of warm-ups here from Hench. About to get started. Doughboys, normal road uniforms, black tops, gray bottoms, the all-black hat with the Doughboy head on it. Burlington back in their home whites. The tricolor hat and the white tops, white bottoms. Burlington's defense will look like this, left to right in the outfield. Charlie Granitel, Tyler Albright, Cole Nelson. In the infield, it's Joe DeLonzo, Lee Trevino, Noah Murray, and Gage Miller. Ryan Hench pitching to Garrett Garfield to complete his battery. Tyler Proctor will step in. The windup, the first pitch to Proctor, misses low for a ball. We are underway. 7:02 time of first pitch. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday evening. A little bit of changes on the field, actually. We just noticed the first, the 1-0 misses away. Two balls, no strikes. Bench coach Jackie Reynolds over in the third base's coach's box. Manager Kevin Mahoney was there for the first three ball games. The 2-0 swung on and missed. Two balls and a strike. It looks like they just put a pitcher down in the first base coach's box. So that doesn't look like. Yeah, definitely is not anyone else, any of the other coaches on the bench. The 2-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Probably one of those where they just felt like they need to change something. You know, a base coach is one of those things they can go change. The 2-2. Swung on opposite way. Cutting foul, and it will be. Hits off an umbrella down there in that patio area. Talked about that nice bar out there in right field a little bit yesterday. Got to see it right there with the foul ball going in its direction. Not much foul territory over there, so if you hit one far down the right field line, it's likely not going to be playable. Hench sets. Long look. The windup in the 2-2 once again. That one misses away. Ball three. Doughboys have done a good job at plate discipline. Walked a lot yesterday. Five times just in the first inning. Five walks and a hit batsman in the first yesterday. The 3-2. And there's walk number one. Kyler Proctor works himself a walk. Really fights it out. Seven-pitch AB for him to walk and get the first base runner of the day. That's going to bring up Chase Bloomer. Bloomer will look down for his signs and step in here. Do a crowd check here, second or third inning, but I was genuinely surprised at the crowd size last night. I expected it to be a whole lot bigger. The set from Hench. First pitch here, grounded foul off himself, does Bloomer. No balls and a strike. Bloomer at third base today, played shortstop yesterday. I did ask him earlier. He had a play that he went backhand deep in the hole, kind of slipped, so he didn't even attempt to throw back over to first. I asked him, like, you know, would you have gotten him with the clean pick and staying there? He said, I think I would have. That's what I thought, too, when I was watching. I was like, I think he might have had the zing behind it to be able to get it across to first. Big lead. Runner goes. The 0-1 finds the zone. Throw down to second is high. It'll be a stolen base. Good jump from Kyler Proctor. No balls, two strikes to count, not a Chase Bloomer. Proctor took an extra step or two after Hench got set. Hench didn't look back. And so Proctor kind of had a moving lead as the pitch was delivered. Even with a good throw, I don't know if they would have gotten it. That throw was a little high, so it left no question. Hench will step off and throw back to second just because of the pitch clock being at two. That is the thing with the pitch clock rules that we're using in this league. You can throw, you can pick off as many times as you want. You just can't step off more than once in an at-bat. So that's why he made that throw back there. So it didn't really count as anything. Check back to second, the 0-2. Swung on, tipped. That's going to find the dirt. Count will remain. I do like seeing some of these battle-it-out ABs that the Doughboys have already had. Both batters on two-strike counts have fouled the ball off. Bloomer can put one in play to the right side. It's going to move that runner 90 feet, and that's all you're really worried about here. Single would score a run. There is a big gap on the right side. If he can go backside with it, he probably is going to single. Would score that run. The 0-2 again. That one almost hits him. One ball, two strikes. Bloomer, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville Cougar. That's funny. Edwardsville baseball merchandise and College of Charleston's baseball merchandise look very similar. Bloomer was wearing a Cougars shirt with script Cougars across the front. The 1-2, that one misses up. Two balls, two strikes. And I had to do a double take because I thought it was College of Charleston at first. It's like, nope, he plays at Southern Illinois Edwardsville. College of Charleston was actually the school. Last night I was trying to think of a colonial school, and I could not remember College of Charleston. That's the one I sat there thinking about who should have made the NCAA tournament and didn't. That played against Wilmington, the 2-2. That one misses low, three balls, two strikes. It was College of Charleston that won the Colonial regular season, didn't win the Colonial tournament, and got left out of the NCAA tournament. And that was, they probably should have made it. Three balls, two strikes to count to Bloomer. Ryan Henschel set. One check back to second. The 3-2. That one inside corner got him. Strike three. Bloomer thought that was going to be ball four. He'll get rung up on that. A long at bat. Another seven-pitch AB. He'll strike out. Umpires just flipped from yesterday. Toby McKnight behind the plate. Dylan Toomey on the bases. Carson Kearse at the plate now. Again, a single likely scores this run. Let's see how aggressive Jackie wants to be at third base. First pitch to Kearse. That one will find the zone. Looked like Garrett Garfield almost got crossed up on that. He was like looking up, and at the last second kind of broke down. Was still able to present it well enough to get a strike call. No balls, one strike to count to. First base side of the rubber is Ryan Hench. Out of the stretch with the runner on second base. Check back in the 0-1. That one will find the outer half. No balls, two strikes to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket, Carson Kearse. Kearse played 50 games for Georgia Tech in his true freshman year this year. Hit just under 300 for him. It was a Georgia Tech team that made some noise, made the NCAA tournament. That's why he wasn't with us on opening night. Check back to second, the 0-2. Misses low. One ball, two strikes. Still down a couple of guys from tournament teams. Not a ton anymore. I think we're down maybe four or five. Have to do a double check on that. Now there's a pair of Tennessee guys that are not with us right now. Look back to second, the 1-2. That one almost hits him. That did hit him. So Carson Kearse will be hit by the pitch. He'll get first base. That's now in two games. Eight walks and hit by pitches by Burlington pitchers just in the first inning. He had six yesterday. It was five walks and a hit batsman. Today it's been one walk and one hit batsman. Nearly two walks and a hit batsman. Home plate umpire will go out and clean off the plate. Home plate does look dirty. He just brushed it off, and, I mean, there's still, like, mud caked on top of it. It's almost like they didn't water the field the right way or something. Noah Raymond at the plate. Runners on first and second, one man out. Doughboy's threatening here. Pitch misses away. Ball and no strikes. Doughboy's already 0 for 1 with runners in scoring position because of that strikeout by Bloomer. Runner was on second during that. The set, the check back to second. The 1-0 to Rabin. That one will find the outer half. One ball, one strike. It was funny talking to him and asking him about his pickleball ability. Seems to be a big racket sport player, is Noah Rabin. The set, the look back to second, the 1-1. Swung on, line shot left side, running over left fielder Charlie Granatelli's going to be able to make the grab. I thought that was going to be a low-hanging line drive, just enough to get down. Granatelli's able to make that play for out number two. Brings up Braden Spano. Spano's first at-bat for the Doughboys this summer. First at-bat for the Doughboys since the championship game. She did start at first base in. Spano drove himself to Burlington yesterday. He got a call. He got the call after we already left on the bus. Pickoff attempt to second. Unsuccessful. More acknowledgement than challenge. Got a call from manager Kevin Mahoney after we were already on the bus and on our way here to Burlington yesterday. And called up Spano and asked if he would be willing to come play for a bit. I'm not sure how long Spano's going to be here for. Called strike. But drove himself out here last night. Got here. Been with the team all day today. Hench looks. He will set. Look back to second. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. If you're the Doughboys, you are thinking, man, how do we keep getting these runners on and not able to do anything with it? It's been the case so far for the first three games in an inning of the season. And the 0-2. Finds the outer half, got him, strike three. Doughboys will put a pair on, leave them there. We move on to the bottom half of the first inning, all scoreless. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip or two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
TL 13-30-19. Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm. Quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Pop Pop.
Hello, Aunt Beth. Give the kids we love the gift of learning how to save money. With Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Jumpstart Savings Account, your kids can watch their coins...
Wow, thanks, Dad.
...grow into something bigger. Open a Jumpstart Savings Account now at tvacreditunion.com.
Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Join us. Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Bottom half of the first inning here in Burlington. Doughboys and Sock Puppets still scoreless. It's going to be Owen Slater on the mound for Johnson City. Slater, 6'4", righty from Whitby, Ontario. Went to Brooklyn High School in Ontario. He's going to go to Missouri State in the fall. Just coming off a high school season, in which I don't think he really played any high school ball. He was with Team Canada, the under-18, the U18 team. We'll talk about him a little bit as the night goes along. Lee Trevino will come up to the plate. Lee Trevino leads off. Trevino, Murray, and Granitel do up for the Sock Puppets. Long set from the righty Slater. The windup, the first pitch from him tonight is a ball up. We'll get moving. And Slater, Team Canada U18 team. He told me, because I asked him about it before the game, and he told me, he said, you know, I think I was in school for about 2 weeks for the spring semester this year because I was off in so many spots with Team Canada. The 1-0 misses. Two balls, no strikes. And why wouldn't you take that experience if you can get it? Honestly, playing U18 national teams is probably going to do you a whole lot better than even playing travel ball or anything. The 2-0 misses low and away. Three balls, no strikes to count to Trevino. Five-pitch mix for Slater. Let's see what he uses today. You know, it's more of a guess that we're going to have to do because we don't have the trackman up here. The 3-0 misses inside ball four. Four-pitch walk to Trevino starts off the day. I mean, not that I don't normally just guess anyways when I see trackman data, but I at least have a little more educated of a guess with the trackman data in front of my face like that. Noah Murray comes to the plate. Runner on first, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the first inning, just getting underway here in Burlington. Game two of a three-game series this weekend against the Sock Puppets. Trevino on first, Murray at the plate. First pitch to him is a called strike on the outer half. And that's what you needed right there if you were Owen Slater. Walk the first guy on four pitches. You got to just get one over the plate right there, and he did just that. No balls, one strike to count. Long look over to first. He's going to pick off. Very acknowledgmental throw and not a challenge at all. Really lobbed it over. It's a big rainbow lob. Slater looks over. He'll set. A couple extra steps from Trevino over at first. The set in the 0-1. Misses away. Ball one. Defensively for the Doughboys in the outfield, left to right, Nate Connor, first start in the outfield. Noah Rabin, first start in center, and then Christian Toledo has been there. In the infield, it's Chase Bloomer, Kyler Proctor, Carson Kurse, Braden Spano left to right. Owen Slater pitching to Eduardo Morales to complete the battery. The 1-1 misses away, ball two. A couple of guys playing their first games for the Doughboys in their respective positions. I think the entire infield is playing their first game this season in their position. Bloomer at third, Proctor at short, Kurse at second. Spano, obviously, his first game this summer with the Doughboys at all. Nate Connor hasn't played left field. Noah Rabin hasn't played center field. The 2-1. That one will miss away. Three balls and a strike. Runners on first, nobody out. Slater sets. The 3-1 runner goes. Pitch misses up, ball four. Back-to-back walks start off the ball game. Warm day out here. About 85 degrees. Owen Slater wearing long black sleeves. He was telling me before the game, he said, you know, I'm going to look crazy wearing long sleeves, but that's how I like to pitch with the long sleeves on. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out. Granatelli at the plate. That pitch will miss for ball number one. Eduardo Morales is going to call time, go out and talk to his pitcher, and that's exactly what you need to do. Charlie Granatelli is at the plate. He was one of the 2 3-run homers yesterday. Homer, he was the one to tie the ball game in the second. Granatelli digs in, a ball and no strikes to him. 10 pitches, just one strike to start for Owen Slater. The 1-0. Misses away. 2 balls and no strikes. If you're Granatelli, you're probably not even thinking about taking that bat off your shoulder until there's a called strike on you. Slater sets. Check back the 2-0. Misses up ball three. Probably going to take a bit to make there be movement down in that Doughboy bullpen. But with now 12 pitches, and just one strike thrown, you almost do have to start thinking about it. The 3-0. That one will find the zone. That'll be called strike one. Slater's still got the ability to work himself back into this count. And a ground ball here, I mean, you get him to roll over one. It can be two outs. Check back in the 3-1. Finds his own, called strike two. Just like that, right back into the count. Moves to full now on Granatelli. Not a ton of wind today either. Very similar weather conditions as yesterday. Honestly, a very similar everything. 3-2 fouled off down the right side. Not a similar start for the Doughboys. Had 6 by this time in the ballgame yesterday. Runners are on first and second. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count. It's going to be pitch number 7 to Granatelli. Slater sets. Check back to second. The 3-2 again. Swung on and missed. He got him. Strike three. Pulled out a slider there. Got him to swing right through it for strike number 3. Just like that, you know, you were a pitch away from loading up the bases with a walk. You're able to work yourself all the way back into it from down 3-0 to strike him out. Really good comeback from Owen Slater there for out number 1. Now ground ball can end you the inning. That is how much the outlook of an inning can change in a span of just a few pitches. Check back to second. First pitch here misses up. Kobe Kropf. Kropf played on the Sock Puppets last year. Redshirt junior from USC Upstate over in Spartanburg. Not too far from here. Not too far at all. 1-0 misses away. Not sure exactly how far away it is. It's only like 2 hours from Johnson City. I was looking today at how far Clemson was from Johnson City. Surprised, it's only like 2.5 hours. Didn't realize how close it was. Was thinking, you know, possibly making a trip there if they have a super regional game on our off day. Maybe. You know, it's still in the works. The 2-0 misses away. 3 balls, no strikes. Yeah, you're playing one series in an off day to start the season. It was 2 games, off day, 3 games, off day, and then now we're starting Tuesday. You're going to go 6 straight through before you're off day, like a normal week. Slater sets the 3-0. Misses up ball 4. He's going to walk Kropf and load the bases up with one man out here in the top, the bottom of the first. Tyler Albright comes to the plate. Big spot here early in this one. Already bases loaded with Sock Puppets. Reed Casey's going to come out and talk to his pitcher. That one out is big, though. You get a ground ball, I mean, you could get yourself out of this inning. Ground ball to the corners, you're probably going home with it and then over to first. See if you can get make sure you get the runner out trying to score, but then see if you can get a second as well. Casey brought the whole infield in. You don't want to have to play from a deficit right away in this one, especially with how yesterday went. Meeting will get broken up. Albright will come to the plate. Bases are loaded, one man out. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless here in Burlington. Corners were playing in, just backed up a little bit. First pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Surprised that the corners aren't playing cut of the grass right here, truly. Get one right to you, you'd be playing it to home. No balls, one strike, the count to the center fielder. Out of the windup now with the bases loaded, the 0-1. That one gets to the screen. Run's going to come across and score. Wild pitch. Scores the first run of the day. It's 1-0 Burlington. It's another one of those unforced errors that the Doughboys run into far too often, it feels like. Slater's going to walk back to the mound. 1-0 the score now. Just a slider that got away from him. Slater sets. Wind up in the 1-1. That one will find the zone. Called strike two. Now you just have to try to not compound those mistakes. You made one, just let it go. The wind up and the 1-2. Outside corner, just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Albright's a Duke Blue Devil. Didn't go far for school or for summer, but he's from Greensboro. Sophomore at Duke. Just finished up his sophomore year. The 2-2. Swung on. Tapper, one hop, gloved Kyler Proctor. Proctor across the diamond, he'll make the play for out number two. And that is 1-2 there. That ball's hit like that with the bases loaded. You're probably rolling him into a double play to end that inning with a zero on the board. So you are a little frustrated about that wild pitch, that's for sure. Oh, and Cole Nelson will come to the plate with two men out. Runner's still on second and third. A single can make this a 3-0 game. Slater looks. It'll wind up. First pitch to Nelson. Misses up and in. Ball one. If you can get out of this inning with just the one allowed, it's really no harm, no foul. Just it felt like it was going to be a few more. Slater sets. The windup in the 1-0. Find the outer half. One ball, one strike. Long look from Slater. He'll wind up here. The 1-1. Swung on. Fly ball. Playable. Straightaway center. Noah Rabin doesn't even have to move. Takes two steps back, comes down, and makes the grab for out number three. Burlington strikes first. We move on to the second inning. 1-0 Sock Puppets. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Tickets are now available for the All-Star festivities in Johnson City. Join the Doughboys and the Appalachian League at TVA Credit Union Ballpark for the Home Run Derby on Monday, July 22nd, followed by the All-Star Game on July 23rd. Tickets for both days are available now by calling 423-461-4866 or visiting jcdoughboys.com.
Top half of the second inning here in Burlington. Doughboys trail by a run. It's 1-0. It was another one of those innings. It feels like every time the Doughboys make some sort of mistake, such as a wild pitch or whatnot, always feels like something happens to where if the mistake didn't happen, there wouldn't be a run scored. And that's one of the really more frustrating things is, you know, you almost – I almost wish there was just something else where it's like, that wild pitch didn't matter because the run was scored anyway. That's not how it's been for the Doughboys. 6-7-8 due up for Johnson City. Christian Toledo will come to the plate. Pitch misses up for a ball. Toledo, Nate Connor, Gunnar Borre. We'll see Gunnar for the first time since he got hit in the head by a pitch on Wednesday. It's back to some baseball activity, obviously getting in the ball game. Not sure if he can play defensively just yet. The 1-0 misses in, ball two. Toledo snapped two bats yesterday. He was saying today he has to use a bat that's too small for him, too short. It's a 32.5-inch bat and doesn't like using those, but doesn't have a choice until we get back home to get the bats that he actually wants. The 2-0 after he broke both of the ones that he was using and both the ones he brought. Fouled that off, two balls, one strike. Set from Hench, the 2-1. That one will miss low and away. Three balls and a strike now to Chris. Hey, if he doesn't really need to use the bat, it doesn't matter what size it is. They're just not going to throw him hittable pitches. The 3-1 swung on and missed. Strike two. Count's full now on Toledo. Get a base runner on. Try to just get that one back. You're going to feel pretty good about yourself. It's just one. It's really not that big of a deal at all. The 3-2 misses away. Ball four. Toledo will work himself a walk to lead off the second inning. Back-to-back innings now with the walk leading off the inning for the Doughboys. That'll bring up Nate Connor. Connor's first start in the outfield today. He was starting at first base for the first few games for Johnson City. He's an outfielder by trade. Just was able to play first base as well. Got him in the lineup. Henschel set first pitch to him. I want to find the outer half, called strike one. This ballpark in 2022 had an eventful year. Talked about it for a second yesterday. Hosted both the All-Star Game and the Championship Game. So once Johnson City hosts the All-Star Game here this summer, it'll be just the second team to host both. Pickoff attempt is unsuccessful. Pretty sure during the Pro Bowl years, they didn't play an All-Star Game. I don't think they did. So that All-Star part is a new part of it. They also played series for the championship. So if you were in the championship series, you were going to host a game at some point. now with the All-Star Games and then the one-game-only championship. Not everyone's going to be able to host. The 0-1 misses away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Still an alternating host, so the East Division hosts the championship this year, no matter what the records are of the teams. There is a playoff. There is a divisional championship game, which that is whoever finishes first in the division hosts. So there is still an opportunity for home playoff games. The 1-1 misses away. Two balls and a strike. One of a few changes in the league this year. Pitch clock being one of them as well. Still haven't seen a pitch clock violation yet. I don't really know if we will, to be honest. Even the pitchers that take a while really aren't even getting all too close to not throwing in the time. The 2-1, that one will bounce. Three balls and a strike. Ryan Hench has actually worked deeper into the pitch clock than really most anyone else I've seen so far in this first week of the summer. I think he released that one with two on the clock. So he's using all 20 seconds of that clock pretty much. Most guys are delivering within the first 10 to 12 seconds of it. The 3-1, that one will find the zone. Outer half called strike two. People are talking about with that pitch clock, you know, it's going to speed up the pitcher. It's going to cause injuries or whatnot. Nope. What's causing elbow injuries is the fact that there's so much analytics and pitchers are so worried about spin rate. You know, the more torque on your elbow, the worse your tendon's going to be. The 3-2, that one will find the outer half called strike three. Nate Connor goes down looking. Third strikeout already for Ryan Hench. Second of the looking variety. Out number one will bring up Gunnar Borre. Grass and dirt field here. One of only a few left in the league now. Everybody, Greenville in our division is the only one. We play on turf. Then Kingsport got fully turfed in the offseason. Pickoff attempt to first unsuccessful. Elizabethton's infield got turfed. So only grass and dirt at Greenville. In this division, I think it's more common in this division. I think almost everyone in this division. Tri-State is turfed at Marshall. But I think the other four all are. So you only play so many games over in this division. So. Pitch to Borre. Finds the zone. Called strike. Gunnar hasn't played since Wednesday. Got hit in the head with a pitch. Sat out yesterday and back in the lineup here today. Runner on first is Christian Toledo. There's one man out in the top of the second. Pickoff attempt. I don't think Toledo's ever going to dive back on a pickoff. He always just kind of scampers his way back to first every time. I don't think he ever dives. The set and the 0-1. Runner goes. Pitch misses low and in. Throw down to second's high. And Toledo steals second. It's his fourth steal of the summer already. One ball, one strike. The count to Gunnar Borre. Toledo got a good jump. Already the second stolen base for the Doughboys today. One ball, one strike to count to Gunner. Single ties the ball game. Single through the right side. There's a big gap. Swung on ground ball. That's going to get into center. Toledo's going to round third. He'll get the wave. Throw's going to be cut off. And Gunnar Borre, first at bat back from injury. He's going to be able to tie the ball game up at one. Good piece of hitting from Gunner. Is able to kind of returned it to center, a little towards the left side. Left side of the mound. Didn't really skip off the mound. Went right over it. Was able to work its way into center. 1-1 now here in the top of the second. Hits with runners in scoring position. You haven't done a great job, Adam. Got it right there, and that's all that matters. Toledo's stolen base helped lead directly to that. And now we're all knotted up. First hit of the day for the Doughboys as well. Eduardo Morales, runner goes. Throw down to second is not in time. Really good pop-up slide from Gunnar Borre. Another stolen base. Jackie's quick on that steal sign over there at third. It's worked all three times so far. Gunner takes second on the first pitch he sees. No balls, one strike to Morales. Strike was called there. Set from Hench. Look back to second, the 0-1. Misses low and away. Good block by Garrett Garfield behind the plate. Defense for the Sock Puppets. Left to right, Charlie Granitel, Tyler Albright, Cole Nelson in the outfield. Yoda Lanzo, Lee Trevino, Noah Murray, Gage Miller in the infield. Ryan Hench pitching to Garrett Garfield to complete the batter. Didn't remember if I talked about it, so I'm just going to mention it again. The 1-1, swung on and missed, strike two. One out here in the top of the second. Again, big gap on the right side. If you can go backside here, push it through the right, Doughboys likely take the lead. Hench sets the 1-2. Misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Morales doing the catching today. Just two catchers on this Doughboy roster. Wouldn't be surprised to see him find a third at some point. But it's just back-to-back with Tommy Sheridan, Eduardo Morales. Back to second, the 2-2. Misses in, ball three. Good take from Morales. It was a tight one, but definitely inside. Three balls, two strikes. The count, he's worked himself back into this. Gunnar Borghese on second base. There's one out for the Doughboys. Countdown, count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. We're in the top of the second, all knotted up at one. Ryan Henschel set. Check back to second here, the 3-2. That one misses low, ball four. Eduardo Morales works himself back into that count after being down 1-2. He's able to work himself a walk. Put runners on first and second now. One out, and the lineup flips back to the top with Kyler Proctor. Kyler worked himself a walk to start off this ball game last inning. He had a two-run single yesterday. It's the first hit of the day for the Doughboys. Two-run single came at the, it scored the fifth and sixth runs of the first. Pitch misses up. It was his first at-bat with the Doughboys as well yesterday. Ball and no strikes to count to him now. Stole a base when he got on base here in the first inning. Mound visit for the Sock Puppets. I think they're going to toss the balloons out in the next inning. Wasn't ready for it yesterday. But I think the next, I think in between the next inning is when that balloon toss thing happens from up to the left of me. Pitching coach Jason White out on the mound talking to his guy. That's four straight balls now thrown by Ryan Hench after being up 1-2 in the count on Morales. Through four consecutive balls. Walked Morales, and now a 1-0 count to Proctor. Felix Moran is actually in the first base coach's box. So, yeah, an off-day pitcher. And then Jackie over in the third base coach's box. Hench sets. Ball and no strikes here to Kyler. Look back to second and the 1-0. That'll find the zone. Called strike one. 1-1 they count now. Ball of the outfield should score a run. I think Gunnar Borghese scores on a single. Unless you're playing it safe and just going station to station. I don't think you would at this point. I think it's worth the risk. The 1-1 misses. Ooh, finds the outer half. Catcher Garrett Garfield didn't really present that ball well. He kind of reached way across his body. He made it look like a ball. It was a called strike, a ball and two strikes account. Henschel set. The look back in the 1-2. Swung on. kind of corkscrewed down the right side. It'll go foul. Count will remain a ball and two strikes. You just don't want to put the ball on the ground near the middle. You can get doubled off if that's the case. Trying to avoid that. Hench sets. Check back. The 1-2 again. That one will miss low. Two balls, two strikes. Hench got it to a 1-2 count against Morales as well, and then ended up losing him. Two balls, two strikes here to Kyler Proctor. Hench sets. And the 2-2. Swung on. Skied right side. Playable. Couple steps back, Cole Nelson. Nelson makes the grab. Gunnar Borre bluff tags. He's going to get back on the bag. Smart play there. Throw was going to be right on line. It'll be a fly out from Kyler Proctor. Two outs here in the second inning. Proctor put a good swing on that. It was just straight away. Barely had to move, did Cole Nelson. Chase Bloomer will come to the plate. Hench sets. He's going to check back to second. First pitch to Chase. Swung on, grounded, foul down the left side. Towards the Burlington bullpen. Bloomer batted in the leadoff spot yesterday. He went 0-4. Was hit by a pitch. Reached base because of that. He's 0-1 with a strikeout today. Hench sets. Look back. Neo 1. That one will miss up. Ball and a strike. Bigger crowd than last night. Looks like that right field bar, that new area down there is being put to good use. That looks pretty jammed down there. More fans down the third base line than the first. Acknowledgement pickoff to second. Hench sets and the 1-1 to Bloomer. Swung on, popped up. Left side, running back Lee Trevino. Trevino gives way to the left fielder, charging against Charlie Granitzell, and he's going to make the grab for out number three. Doughboys tie it up. RBI single from Gunnar Borre brings in the first run of the day for Johnson City. We move on to the bottom half of the second, 1-1. You'll see Doughboy Baseball.
Life can be a lot sometimes, but at Holston Medical Group, our primary care providers are here through it all. Whether it be a routine checkup or something unexpected. Because at HMG, we're here for you through every stage of life with the best primary care and support. Whether it's you or the people you love most, choose HMG, your health partner for life. Now accepting new patients. Call 877-464-1213.
It's bow time. A sandwich this good speaks for itself. But when you're talking hand-breaded, boldly seasoned chicken with thick-cut pickles on a buttery toasted bun, well, we'll say it again and again. Bo's Chicken Sandwich, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hit a grand slam when you choose to make East Tennessee State University your home away from home. You'll find a vibrant and welcoming community, resources to support academic and personal success, and a full calendar of student activities available throughout the semester. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions to be at the center of the Buccaneer experience.
Bottom half of the second inning. All knotted up at one here. Doughboys and Sock Puppets. Doughboys were able to go get one there in the top half of the second, even out the one given up on the wild pitch in the first. Sock Puppets sent six to the plate in that first inning. It'll be 7-8-9 due up in their lineup. It's going to be Gage Miller leading off for the ball club. Just getting moving here. Doughboys still looking for win number one on the summer.
Paige Miller steps in.
Slater sets. He had a little bit of command issues in the first inning. We'll see if he can work past it here. Misses up for a ball. In the second here. Soccer Puppet's got one in the first. It was off a wild pitch. And then the Doughboys got it right back in the second. So we're all tied up at one. The 1-0 check swung on. He did go. It's kind of a sword swing there. One ball, one strike. Everybody in the league in action. That's actually funny. Every single game is in the second inning. Actually, well, Bristol Elizabethan's into the third. Called strike. But only one team of the 10 does not have a run. It's Kingsport, who's losing 8-0 to Tri-State right now. But every single team has scored a run within their first two innings other than Kingsport today. So heavy scoring day in the Appalachian League. The 1-2 misses away. Two balls, two strikes to count. I think this is actually the lowest scoring game. It is by far. 8 runs scored in the Tri-State Kingsport game, 11 in Pulaski Bluefield, 6 in Greenville Danville, and then 4 in Elizabethton Bristol. So the 2 runs here, one for each side, is by far the least. The 2-2 goes off the glove of Morales. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Slater looks, he'll set. The windup and the 3-2. Misses away, ball 4. It's going to get to the screen, but I don't think it's quite going to get far enough for any chance at a second base. Leadoff walk to Gage Miller. That's going to bring up Joe DeLanzo. Run on first, nobody out. This was the issue that allowed the run to score in the first inning. Was a couple of walks early in the inning and then a wild pitch. See if Owen Slater can work through it here. Also because of that, his pitch count is a little inflated. This will be pitch number 35 for him. It's a ball high. Didn't see DeLanzo yesterday. Actually, double check that. Nope, we did not. Ground ball up the middle. 6-4-3, a double play. Really good stretch by Braden Spano. Skyler Proctor to Carson Kurtz to Braden Spano. And you wipe both of them right off the board now. Two outs here in the second. Ball was hit exactly where you wanted it to be for if you were the Doughboys. Garrett Garfield will come to the plate now. First double play turn by the Doughboys this season, I think, actually. Slater sets. He'll wind up. And the first pitch to Garfield's a called strike. No balls, one strike to count to him. Today and tomorrow in Burlington, and then home for the week. 6 games next week at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The 0-1 finds the zone. And I think that's a spot to where if you can come out, win today, win tomorrow, go into that 6-game homestand, long homestand, with that much momentum. That ball to the screen, ball and 2 strikes. I think that can be big in getting you to a point you want to be. I always talk about, you know, you got to cut baseball into smaller sections. Go win the week. Go win a series even. It's hard to talk about winning series in the Appalachian League solely because it's pretty much all 2-game series. The 1-2 swung on and missed. He got him strike 3. They're going to appeal. Everyone was already running off the field. 1-2-3 inning for Owen Slater. We move on to the third. All tied up at 1. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is your business struggling with technology? Frustrated with a lack of support from your current IT provider? Call Unbound Digital today for fast, friendly IT support. No more submitting ticket requests and waiting days for callbacks. Talk to a live technician from Unbound Digital's local in-house support team with over 22 years of serving the Tri-Cities. Unbound Digital can help with every aspect of your business, from IT support, phone systems, websites, business email, and cybersecurity. Online at unbounddigital.net or call for a free consultation. 423-467-7777.
Top half of the third inning. Doughboys and Sock Puppets all tied up at one. I'm Preston Baker. Been here for a minute now. Been third season here in Johnson City. It's been a blast. Really has. First week of the 2024 summer here. Top of the third. It's going to be 3-4-5 due up for the Doughboys. Carson Kearse leading off. First pitch to Kearse is a ball up. Another inning of work for Ryan Hench. Doughboys got one back in the second. Well, got the one back. Just needed one to tie it back up. Got just that. Swung on line shot left center field. That's going to be extra bases. Rounding first is Kearse. He's going to be up easily at second, rattling around the wall. Albright's going to throw that into the cutoff and a leadoff double for the Doughboys. Carson Kearse shoots that into left center. Beautiful piece of hitting from Carson right there, and that's how you get yourself in business. Try to look towards taking a lead here in the top half of the third. That was just a changeup that kind of got too much of the middle. And Kearse is going to make you pay. He's played, unlike some guys on this roster, he has played a lot of baseball this spring. Was not one of the red shirt guys, so he is used to seeing that and turning on it. Noah Rabin at the plate now. Runner on second. Nobody out. You just need to move the runner here if you're Noah Rabin. I don't think Rabin's just thinking about moving the runner. He's thinking about scoring that guy. Henschel set. Wind blowing a little bit now. First pitch to Rabin, swung on, whapped foul down the right side. It was actually netting. I never noticed that until just now. So where all of their bounce houses are, there's actually netting above all of them. I did not see that until just now when a ball skipped on it, because I thought it was going to hit a bounce house over there. But nope, there's nets up above the bounce houses, and ball can't go hit it. No balls, one strike. Hench sets. Check back to second, the 0-1. Misses away, one ball, one strike. There is some movement down in the Burlington bullpen. They've got a lefty up and throwing. That is Peyton Messer. See if they try to go to a lefty at some point here. Not sure how much longer Hench will have. This is pitch 59 for him, the 1-1. Misses low and away, two balls, one strike. He's been all right with efficiency as far as balls and strikes go. Now 59 pitches, 31 strikes. So he's over half of strikes, but just right around half. Hench sets. Check back to second, the 2-1. Swung on, ground ball right side. That's going to get into right field. Rounding third is Kearse. He's going to be able to, throw's going to come in, slide to the right side, and he's safe. Really good move by Braden Spano on deck, running over there, pointing left, waving left, telling him to slide to that side. Did just that. RBI single Noah Rabin. Doughboys take their first lead of the day. It's 2-0. That's one of those things that doesn't show up on a box score anywhere. Nobody really sees it unless you're paying attention. But Braden Spano is really one of the big reasons why that run was able to score there. He comes to the back and big wave of his arms to his left, which was to Carson Kearse's right. Kearse slid to his right and was able to get around to tag. Good throw out from right fielder Cole Nelson. RBI single for Noah Rabin. It's 2-0. 2-1. Ground ball left side. 5-4-3. A double play. Runner gets wiped off the board. Braden Spano, first pitch he sees, grounds into a 5-4-3 double play. It's going to bring up Christian Toledo. Two men out. Both teams fall victim to a double play already today. We're in the top of the third. Doughboys lead for the first time today. It's 2-1. Hench sets. Pitch to Toledo's a called strike. You're already liking the hitting with runners on base better today. Ground ball left side, fumbled by Delano. Delano across to first, and he will make the play for out number three. Doughboys take their first lead of the day. Noah Rabin drives in a run. It's 2-1. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
With the new hot games from the Tennessee Lottery, cold hard cash is waiting to take your summer fun to the next level. And with sizzling top prizes of up to $500,000, these games could have what you need to make every day fun in the sun.
Oh yeah, this summer is going to be a scorcher. Grab the new hot games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer. But careful, they're hot. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
East Tennessee State University provides innovative, unique, and engaging hands-on learning opportunities. When you live on campus, these opportunities are just outside your door. You'll also be steps away from classes, on-campus events, dining, and entertainment. You'll never strike out, because there's always something to do and new friends to meet at ETSU. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Unbound Digital is your IT solutions provider, locally owned and serving businesses right here in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas. Unbound Digital can help your business grow by helping you keep your focus on your customers while we keep our focus on managing your IT services. Do you have a backup plan in the event of a ransomware attack? We do. Are your computers and network running slow? We can speed it up. Our friendly technicians are available to help you online, by phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success.
Bottom half of the third inning, excuse me. Doughboys lead for the first time today. It's 2-1. Owen Slater will come on the mound for another inning of work. He's going to face the top of this lineup. Lee Trevino will come to the plate. Trevino walked, came around to score in the first, led off the ball game with that. It's the one run for the Sock Puppets. Sock Puppets struck first in the first. Doughboys have gotten one in each the second and the third since. First pitch to Trevino, swung on, popped up right side, trouble. Running back is Carson Kearse. That's going to fall in between Kearse and Toledo. It's going to be a leadoff single for Trevino. It's his first hit of the day. And that was one of those, it was just put in a spot where nobody could really play it. And, I mean, I saw that right off the bat with where it was flying. It looks like it's not hit hard enough to get to Toledo in right field, but it's not hit soft enough for Carson Kearse to be able to play it at second. Just that fell between the two of them. Ball on the ground here. You can roll them into one, get a double play. It's the first hit of the day for the Sock Puppets. Noah Murray's at the plate. First pitch to Murray. It's a strike on the outer half. Murray walked. Three of the first four hitters walked in the first inning. Murray was one of them. Pickoff attempt to first, unsuccessful. Not a massive lead, but a bigger lead from Lee Trevino over there at first. So he is a bit of a base-stealing threat. Just keep an eye on him. Took an extra step there with the set. The 1-0. Swung on. Shot foul into the Doughboy dugout. Everyone kind of scattered down there. I don't think anyone got hit. Looks like everyone's good down there. There are a couple. The thing I've noticed the last 2 days is Burlington puts photographers in foul territory on the field. That one swung on, fouled off down the right side. No balls, two strikes to count. But they put these photographers just out in the open there. Like, they don't have a camera well or anything. They just have them sit out on the field, and it's like that ball could, I mean, be on the screws right at you. That's a little, it's a little iffy. I'd be a little worried at times. The set in the 0-2 once again from Owen Slater. Check swung on appeal. I don't think he went. They're going to appeal. He did not go. Ball and two strikes. Had to appeal to the umpire at second base, too. Ball and two strikes, the count to Murray. Ground ball could get them both here. Just strike him out. The 1-2. Misses away. Two balls, two strikes. Long look, check to first. The set and the 2-2. Swung on, grounded left side. Scooped up by Chase Bloomer. Bloomer over to second. He'll get that out, but that's all. Bloomer made the quick play. It wasn't a very quickly hit ball. Bloomer over to Curse to make out number one, but that's it. Do get to lead runner. Fielder's choice there for Murray goes 5-4. Charlie Granitel will come to the plate. Granitel struck out his first time up. Struck out swinging. First pitch to him's a ball away. Slater nearing the 50 pitch mark. It's at 48 right now. One ball, no strikes, the count to Granitel. Acknowledgement pick to first, unsuccessful. The one thing I like that they have over at the outdoor bar patio area there in right field that we don't have in Johnson City is they got TVs up there on there. I'm surprised. I'm not sure if they have the game on one of those TVs. That one will find the outer half. I would assume so. One ball, one strike, the count. Put the game up there. Put the sock puppet game up there and put the broadcaster call on it. You could have that going over the bar. Be kind of cool. A lot of places do that. They put they have their radio call on, like, in their bathrooms and stuff, called fouled off, a ball and two strikes. Seen that a lot. Or I guess heard that a lot. You don't see the radio. Way to still know what's going on in the ball game as you go to the bathroom and whatnot. The set from Slater. And the 1-2. Runner goes. Pitch misses up. Throw down to second in time, but throw a little high. It'll be a stolen base for Murray. It was a decent throw by Eduardo Morales. The timing was good. He had a good pop. Throw was just a little high and couldn't get up for that to get it back down to get the tag in. Just wasn't going to happen. It'll be a stolen base. Two balls, two strikes, the count now to Granitel. The set in the 2-2. Swung on, popped up right side. Charging in's Christian Toledo. He's going to almost lay out for it. He'll make the grab on his feet. I don't know how he was able to catch that on his feet. Full sprint forward and towards the foul line. He's able to make a really good play on that for the second out. Big out there, too. That one, I don't think it would have scored a run just because of how iffy it was if it was dropping. Murray probably wouldn't have been able to score from second on it. But then you would have had runners on the corners and just one out. Now you're just worried about the batter at the plate, who's Kobe Kropf. Slater sets. First pitch to Kropf is a called ball up. Kropf walked back in the first, stranded out on second. Slater looks, he'll set. Working sort of first base side of the rubber, but more up the middle. Check back to second, the 1-0. That one will miss up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Kropf, not a small dude in that right-handed batter's box. 6'2", 218 pounds. Older guy, too, 22 years old. I think he is the oldest guy on this sock puppet roster. And he is. Only by about a month, though. That pitch will miss up. The only sock puppet to be born in 2001. The oldest by a month. Trey Cooper was born in January of 2002. So only two 22-year-olds on this roster. That's the case with many around this league. The 3-0 swung on and missed. Strike one. A lot of 2004 and 2005 birthdays in the Appalachian League this year. Owen Slater sets. Check back to second. And the 3-1. Swung on, fly ball right side. Looks playable. Toledo back near the warning track. He'll be under it and make the grab for out number three. Single doesn't lead to anything. Runner stranded on second. We move on to the fourth inning. 2-1 Doughboys. You'll see Doughboy Baseball.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Is your website working for your business? Unbound Digital can help you gain more customers while giving them a better experience with a new website for your business. Unbound Digital takes care of everything for you. Our websites include everything you need to get your website running, and we provide a completely new design for your business with the fastest load times and high-end security. Our flat monthly cost includes all this and ongoing charges for one flat monthly cost. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider. Stop sweating over your outdated phone system. Unbound Digital can help with a cloud-based phone system at a great price. Our phone systems are top quality and require no upfront equipment costs. You'll keep your local number and gain access to great features such as mobile and desktop phone apps, call recording, and texting from your main company number. Unbound Digital is locally owned and has been serving businesses in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas for over 20 years, with friendly technicians available to help you online, on the phone, or in person. Contact us at unbounddigital.net so we can set your business up for success. Again, that is unbounddigital.net, your local IT solutions provider.
Top half of the fourth inning here in Burlington. Doughboys lead 2-1 over the Sock Puppets. Another zero hung up by Owen Slater, who's been able to kind of cruise after that first inning where he was having trouble finding the strike zone. He's been able to find ways to get batters out since. 7-8-9 due up for the Doughboys. It'll be Nate Connor leading off. First pitch to Connor is a called strike on the outer half. Nate struck out looking his first time up. Worked itself to a full count. Got to like seven or eight pitches in that AB before striking out. Swung on, little chip shot into right field. That might get into the corner. Connor's going to round first. He'll probably have two pretty easily. It'll get scooped up by Cole Nelson in the corner, and Nate Connor standing up. Back-to-back innings of leadoff doubles for the Doughboys. They're back in order. Really good piece of hitting from Nate Connor right there. He's able to find his spot, was able to really send it into the corner. And it wasn't even that hard hit of a ball. It was kind of a low floating blooper. Was able to get down into the corner and kind of rattled around there a little bit. No question about him getting two bases. Gunnar Borre will come to the plate. RBI chance again. This right here is already the eighth at bat for the Doughboys with a runner in scoring position. More plate appearances. It only tells me what our runners in scoring position at bats are. So, you know, can't tell you how many plate appearances it. I guess I could, but I'd have to go count through, and that's a lot of work. Gunner will take a called strike. Long set. The check back to second. The look in the 0-1 to Borre. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Diving and not making the grabs, Lee Trevino. He's going to scoop that, look over to first, but he just bobbled it a little too much. It's going to be an infield single for Gunnar Borre. Doughboys have runners on the corners with nobody out here in the fourth inning. Really good piece from Gunnar right there. Trevino laid out for it. It went off his glove a little bit. But I thought that was going to get into center. Trevino did save a run by getting that and at least making contact with him, kind of corralling it to his body. Runners on the corners now for Johnson City. Eduardo Morales at the plate. Pitcher getting hot down in the Burlington bullpen. First pitch to Morales, swung on, fly ball left field, going back, Granatel at the track, and that's off the wall. Scoring easily from third is Connor. Borre rounding to third, he's going to be held up there, and an RBI double for Eduardo Morales. It's 3-1 Doughboys. Another really good piece from Morales. The Doughboys are seeing the ball like a beach ball right now. A lot of extra base hits, already the third double of the day for Johnson City. And that's going to be the end of the day for Ryan Hench. That's exactly what you wanted if you're the Doughboys. Get guys on and really press the issue. And Johnson City's done a really good job at that here in the first four innings. And already, still now, you got runners on second and third with nobody out. Sock Puppets will go to the bullpen. Actually, they haven't made the motion yet, but they're going to go to the bullpen. And they do make the motion. Pitcher will come in for Burlington. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll tell you about, they don't want the pitcher. He just came on the field. He's going to have to come in the game now. Is he not? I thought if the pitcher comes on the field, he has to enter. So they are going to go to the bullpen. They were just waiting an extra second or two. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about the new pitcher. Top of the fourth, 3-1 Doughboys. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Can't make it on the road with the Doughboys? Don't miss the action. Every road Doughboys game will be broadcasted live on jcdoughboys.com. Just click the team tab and you can listen live to all 58 Doughboys games this season.
Hit a home run when you find your fit at East Tennessee State University. Our Buccaneer family makes it easy for you to connect with others and get involved. You can take part in on-campus activities like concerts and game nights. And you'll have access to university resources that allow you to knock your academic goals out of the park. Learn more when you visit etsu.edu.
Come for the game, leave with a boom! Join us for one of our three fireworks nights over the course of the season, starting on Friday, June 14th. Stay with us for an Independence Day fireworks spectacular on Wednesday, July 3rd. And round out the regular season on Friday, July 26th. Tickets are available now at jcdoughboys.com.
Don't miss a second of the action. All 48 Doughboys games will be audio broadcast on jcdoughboys.com, with all home games streamed live with video on appyleague.com. Follow along as the Doughboys look to defend their Appy League championship and rally the troops.
Erie Insurance pitching change for the Sock Puppets. They're going to call on a lefty. We talked about him last inning. He's been throwing in that bullpen for a full inning now. That's going to be Peyton Messer. Messer, 6'2", lefty. He is from Columbia, Missouri, Central Missouri. He plays that. And they're the, I think they're like the Kicking Mules or something. They got a, I'm pretty sure they have a fun, mascot name. He's going to have to face off against the top of the lineup in Kyler Proctor. Runners on second and third and nobody out here in the top half of the fourth inning. Doughboy's opportunity to really try to start to break things open here today. But as we saw yesterday, you know, doesn't feel like any lead's safe. Popped up right side, fly ball going back, Cole Nelson. Nelson towards the line. He's going to make the grab. Tagging from third is Connor. He's going to come in. He'll score. Throw goes to third. Not in time. Sacrifice fly for Kyler Proctor. It's 4-1 Johnson City. That's exactly what you wanted if you were the Doughboys. I mean, that's effective. That does its job. No complaints about that one at all right there. That'll bring in another run for the Doughboys. And also able to get an advancement all the way up to third by Morales. Actually, it was Boree that scored. I didn't update the book at that point. So 4-1, swung on ground ball, foul for Chase Bloomer. So runner on third. Runner on third and one out for the Doughboys. Sacrifice fly still in order. It's 4-1. Ground ball up the middle. That's going to do enough to score the run. Trevino's going to scoop that up. Throw across the first is not in time. Beat it out infield single. Chase Bloomer. It's going to be an RBI single for him. 5-1 Johnson City. You thought that was just going to do enough to be an RBI ground out. Bloomer said, no, sir. He's going to beat that out and was able to run through it and get safe at first on that play. Three spot here now in the inning. Still just one out for Johnson City. Bloomer showed hustle right there. I didn't think there was any chance. I mean, it wasn't a super hard hit ball or anything, but it was a pretty routine play over there at shortstop. And Trevino, a pretty sure-handed infielder. 5-1 Doughboys. Top of the fourth inning here. No balls, one strike, one out. Carson Kurse, actually. There haven't been any pitches to Kurse. First pitch to Kurse, swung on and missed. See if they move Bloomer on first. Maybe he'll try to go take second. Lefty throwing now, though. It's going to be a little bit harder to get a big lead. A couple of big leads led to those stolen bases earlier for the Doughboys. It's just tougher with the left-handed pitcher on the mound. 5-1 Johnson City. We're in the top of the fourth here in Burlington. Pickoff attempt first is unsuccessful. Long look is set from Hench. Actually, from Messer, excuse me. Pitch to misses up. One ball, one strike. The count to Kurse. Righty to lefty, the change in the bullpen for Burlington. No movement down in the Doughboy bullpen, so Owen Slater will get a fourth inning of work. Called strike on the outer half. Ball and a strike the count. Doughboys already have three here in the fourth. Four-run lead now for Johnson City at 5-1. The 1-2, runner goes, swung on, fly ball right side. Looking over is Cole Nelson. He's going to take a couple steps in. He'll get under it and make the grab for out number two. Fly out there is the second out. It's going to bring up Noah Rabin. Runner went on the pitch, did Bloomer. I had to retreat because of the out. Five runs on seven hits now for the Doughboys. One run on one hit for the Sock Puppets. Rabin homered yesterday. Lefty on lefty matchup here. The set from Peyton Messer. First pitch to Rabin. Finds the inner half, called strike one. Ravens, the seventh Doughboy to bat here in the fourth. Skipping an inning. It's the fourth, not the fifth. Set the check to first. They're going to pick off at first. Unsuccessful. Doughboys 2-for-2 with runners in scoring position this inning. Actually, 3-for-3, that is. The 0-1 swung on ground ball right side. That should do it. Scooped up Noah Murray. Murray will go across to first for out number three. But not before the Doughboys strike for three. We can move on to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 5-1. You're listening to Doughboy Baseball.
Keep track of the Doughboys all year on social media. Find them at Johnson City Doughboys on Facebook and JC_Doughboys on X and Instagram. Show your support all season long by using hashtag Rally the Troops.
TO08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship Race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
TL 13-30-19. Instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
A fun. A fan.
Bottom half of the fourth. Doughboys have a little bit of a cushion now. It's 5-1 here in Burlington. Three-run top half of the fourth. Owen Slater back out for another inning of work. He'll have to face off against 5, 6, and 7 in this Burlington lineup. It's going to be the center fielder, Tyler Albright, leading off. Albright will dig in. He's 0-for-1 on the day, grounded out back in the first. Slater will wind up, first pitch here, swung on and missed, strike number one. Slater's strike count is still not the best. Still under 50% on strikes, but he's been efficient with the pitches. It's really that first inning, pitch misses low, ball and one strike. It's really that first inning that skewed that number. He's been very efficient with the batters he's faced. Only run was allowed on a wild pitch. That one will find the zone. Ball and two strikes to count. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Doughboys lead by 4. It's 5-1. Long look from Slater, the windup in the 1-2. That one will miss low and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes to count. Doughboys still looking for win number one. Slater sets, and the 2-2. Finds the outer half, got him, strike three. Albright strikes out looking. That's Slater's third strikeout of the day. Be out number one here in the fourth. That's going to bring up the right fielder. That's Cole Nelson. First strikeout since the strikeout to end the second for Owen Slater. Slater sets. That was the first strikeout of the looking variety as well. First pitch to Nelson. Is a strike on the outer half. 0-1 the count. I have one more between these two ball clubs tomorrow. 7 innings is that one. And then back home for the whole week.
The 0-1.
Misses up and away. One ball, one strike. A lot of baseball at NTVA Credit Union Ballpark next week. It'll be a lot of fun. Not often do you get, in this league, do you get six straight days at home. That's what we get here in this next week, the 1-1. Swung on, fouled back. It's just like a regular minor league homestand, Tuesday through Sunday. Only difference between us and them is we're going to change opponents as the week goes along. We're not facing the same team. Six-game series wouldn't work in this league just because of how short the season is. You'd only end up playing like eight series in total. The 1-2. Swung on, ground ball, shot. That's going to go over the glove of Chase Bloomer. That was a really hard hit one hopper. Bloomer, he could have gotten a glove on it, but that was really more reactionary than anything else. That'll be a single into left with one out for Cole Nelson. It's going to bring up Gage Miller. It's a high pitch that he was able to just shoot to the left side. Get a ball on the ground here, you could get him to roll into a double play again. Slater sets. They check in the first pitch to Miller. Misses away. Ball and no strikes. Miller walked his first time up. That led off the second inning, then got put out on a double play. If you can get put out on a double play but be the one hitting it this time, that would work out pretty well for the Doughboys. The check in the 1-0. That one will find the zone. One ball, one strike. There is some stretching down in the Doughboy bullpen now. Slater sets the 1-1. Swung on, tipped into the glove, strike two.